This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello, good neighbors, and welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group of Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. My name is Scott Howell, and I'm your host. The purpose of the Good Neighbor Podcast is to bring awareness to the residents of our communities of the locally owned and or operated businesses in Cleveland, Chattanooga, and the surrounding areas. Small businesses are the backbone of our communities, and they need our support. Joining me today is our good neighbor, Sarah Spear, with the Art Pet Spa and Hotel. Welcome, Sarah. Thanks for being our special guest today on the Good Neighbor Podcast.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you for having me today.
It's my pleasure. Excited about talking to you about what it is that y'all offer and learning more about it. So if you don't mind, I would like to just start off and asking kind of a question. Can you share a little bit with our listeners about yourself and the family there at the Arc Pet Spa?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been with the Arc going on a decade now. If this company is near and dear to my heart. We are the number one destination for premier pet care. You know, we pride ourselves on providing top-notch boarding, daycare, retail, and grooming services. Our state-of-the-art facilities and highly trained crew make for a really fun and safe environment for your pets to come and get the best care possible.
Wonderful, wonderful. So I was going to ask you to tell me about your business. You kind of did that, but let's dive in a little deeper. So you said you offer doggy daycare and boarding and stuff. Kind of tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So our number one service is our pet boarding and daycare. Your pup can come and stay overnight, or they can just come and play for the day. We also extend that service to include cats and exotics. So, you know, we lovingly say it's kind of like having a little zoo. We have a full grooming service board at every facility, as well as retail available. So it's pretty much your one-stop shop for anything pet related.
Okay. All right. And so tell our listeners about your journey and tell us about a little bit about the journey of how you became involved with the Arc Pet Spa. And then tell me a little bit about also, you said they'd been around for 20 years. I'd like to know a little bit about that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So on a personal level, I moved here to Tennessee from Southern California, and I had a background in pet care. I'm a certified pet nutritionist, and I was looking up, you know, what is the best of the best groomer in Chattanooga? Who's the top of the line for my dog? And I ended up finding the Arc. I hit it off with the owner, and a wonderful opportunity came in front of me to join their team, and I never looked back. And it's been almost 10 years now. It's a wonderful company to be a part of. They've got a really great backstory. You know, nearly 20 years ago, our owner, who was living in Los Angeles at the time, was looking for some really great pet care. He was looking and searching for a place that was safe and fun and full service, and nothing like that existed at the time. So he really was able to just be inspired to create, design, and establish the best possible pet boarding facility he could. And honestly, now these facilities have risen to the forefront of the pet care industry by consistently delivering the highest standards of care, luxury, personalized attention, to the point where we are setting new benchmarks for excellence in pet hospitality. And I couldn't be more excited to be a part of that journey.
Wonderful, wonderful. And you told me y'all have how many locations in Chattanooga?
Yeah, so we have four locations in Chattanooga that offer pet boarding, daycare, and grooming. We also have a pet retail shop called Slobberbones Pet Bakery that includes a full-service pet bakery as well as a self-wash. We are also located in Alabama, and we are continuing to grow. So keep your eyes peeled for those new locations throughout the country.
Is the location in Huntsville, Alabama, that you were telling me about, is that a brand new location?
Well, newish. We opened it in August of 2020.
Okay.
The Madison location was opened in August of 2020. We just opened this past year in Huntsville.
Yeah, is that on there on Memorial Parkway, right on the main?
Yes,
parkway?
Very close.
That's awesome. I was visiting over there. I was telling Sarah before we went on air that it's my hometown, Huntsville is, and I was there recently and I saw your facility right on the side of the Memorial Parkway, which is, you know, the main parkway through Huntsville. And I saw it there, and I didn't realize that I was going to be talking to y'all this time. So.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, my apologies to my audience, my listeners out there. The quality of my voice is kind of degraded. I've taken a little cold or something, so yeah, I hope y'all bear with me through this for that. But so you told us about your journey. You told us about kind of the business's journey. You know, there's some people that are real reluctant to leave their dogs with somebody else overnight, and but you know, sometimes that there's just a need for that. I know I take mine with me everywhere I go, but if I can. But there's sometimes I just was having to stay in a hotel or some kind of facility that I had no control of where I was staying. I had no choice but to find somebody. But so tell me about some of the myths and misconceptions people might have about those type of issues with their fur babies.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I think that one really big myth is that the job simply entails just playing with puppies all day, right? You're dropping your dog off, they're getting played with, you know, and that is an incredibly fun aspect of the job. But in reality, our employees are rigorously trained in safety, dog body language, group management, dog behavior, facility management, and customer care. We use an extensive training platform called ARC University that we have created, you know, with 2 decades of leading in this industry. We love to say that we know what we're doing and really provide training to reflect that. And so I think a big misconception is that, you know, people are just dropping off their pets to be babysat, when in reality, our facilities and crews are very, very carefully designed, very rigorously trained and prepared to really help with any aspect of your pet's visit.
So if somebody had their pet staying with you while they were on vacation and that pet became ill, y'all have systems in place to provide care for that pet, right?
Absolutely. We have strict policies, procedures, and ways of implementing them. You know, we train our entire crew as well as management on pet first aid and CPR and medical response. Now, we don't have any veterinarians on staff, but we do train our crew to manage the situation safely until the animal can be taken to a vet. We're all about overtraining and over-communication. Safety is our number one priority.
Okay, that's nice to know. Mm-hmm. So outside of the business, what, Sarah, you told me you're the director of operations and you've been there, like we've already said, about almost 10 years. So obviously you're involved in day-to-day operations, but when you're not at work, what does Sarah do for fun?
Listen, I have to admit it that my day at work and my time at home don't differ too much. I am surrounded by pets night and day. My pets come with me to work. I am unbelievably privileged to work at a pet-friendly office here with the ARC Pet Spawn Hotel. So when I go home, I love to be with my family. I love to spend time with my chickens, my cats, my dogs. So I would have to say that I'm pretty lucky that pets surround me 99.99% of my day.
Well, then I've always heard it said that if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. So it sounds like you just have fun all day, Sarah.
I'm incredibly lucky. I wouldn't give it up for the world.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Getting just a little bit more personal.
Yeah.
I tell you, I would kind of like to ask this because you've been there long enough to ask this from the business standpoint. So, and even though the company's been there another 10 years longer than you have, I'm sure you've heard the owners and other people involved tell a lot of stories. So can you describe one hardship or challenge that the ARC Pet Spa and Hotel has endured, but rose above and can now say that the company's stronger or better for it?
Yeah, I would say one challenge that we've encountered is the stigma behind pet vaccinations. You know, there's definitely a fine line between what vaccination should I be giving my pet to keep them safe and healthy and what bite me too much. So over the years, we have partnered with local vets in every city that we're in to gather as much information, research, and logic about these pet vaccinations to make sure that we are requiring the right amount. We're not requiring too little and putting these pets' health at risk, and we're not asking too much of these pet owners. So that was definitely a challenge that we had to navigate, and I think we came through it with the help of vets and the community and our own experience to just be a better facility overall.
Okay. Well, those are really good answers. I appreciate you going into detail and explaining these things. Well, if there was one thing that you could shout from the rooftop that you wish listeners knew about the Art Pet Spa and Hotel, what would it be?
Oh, that's wonderful. I think I would want everybody to know that at the Art Pet Spa and Hotel, we are 100% committed to the philanthropic work we do in our communities. You know, we support local shelters, Canine for Warriors, the Humane Society, Feeding Pets of the Homeless, as well as a bunch of others. You know, so we're not only committed to providing top-of-the-line pet care at all of our facilities, but we're also actively working to positively contribute to our community in any way that we can.
Wow. Okay. That I wasn't expecting that answer. That's amazing. When you said pets for the homeless. So if you know where somebody one is at that you know, unfortunately doesn't have a home to go to and they have a pet, you help them make sure that pet's fed?
Yeah, we work with an organization called Feeding Pets of the Homeless. I highly encourage everybody to look them up with a quick Google search and reach out if you're interested in helping. Or you can pop by any one of our locations and you'll find a donation box in our lobby that we make sure gets brought to them. Because at the end of the day, you know, those pets are still very important and deserve the love and care and attention that the pets in our facilities do.
Absolutely. Yeah, that is very true. They're a victim of circumstance just like their owner is. So.
Yes, absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
I mean, I know a lot of our listeners are going to want to contact y'all and ask you more detailed questions than we can get into on here. So tell me, first of all, would you tell me, you don't have to give me the address of each one, but could you tell me which parts of Chattanooga the four locations are at?
Absolutely. So if you are looking to board your pet with us, we have a location in Red Bank in Southside across from Finley Stadium downtown on East Brainerd Road near Jenkins intersection, as well as Hickson Pike. If you're located in the Alabama area or looking to travel there, we have a location in Huntsville and Madison. And then our pet retail store is located just across the street from our East Brainerd location.
Okay, great. A lot of good information. Now, do you have a telephone number or a website that people could go to for more information?
So if you're interested in checking out our pet boarding facilities, you can find us at thearkspa.com. That's thearkspa.com. If you are interested in our more corporate side of things and getting to know more about P4, the group that owns the ARC, as well as our ARC University platform, you can find us at p4group.com, the letter P, FOUR group.com. And if you are looking to reach one of our stores, you can find each contact number online. If you'd like to reach our corporate office, you can find us at 855-611-PETS.
855-611-PETS.
That's correct.
Well, that should be easy to remember.
Right.
Well, it has been my pleasure, Sarah, to get to know you and a little bit more about the Art Pet Spa and Hotel. I admit I had seen the one over on East Brainerd, that area before. And so it's wonderful to get to know a little bit about the organization. And it's been wonderful to understand what y'all do for the community, not just what you do for your customers. So thank you for taking time out of your day and being with us.
Thank you so much for having us. And we look forward to talking again.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll do that again sometime.
And
to all the good neighbors of the Cleveland and the Chattanooga area, after meeting Sarah and learning more about the Art Pet Spa and Hotel, we hope you'll take a moment to consider all they have to offer and remember them when you need or want the products and or services that they provide. Before ending this episode, I would like to thank you all for taking the time out of your busy day to visit with us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. Always remember to support the locally owned and operated businesses in Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. This is Scott Howell with the Friends and Neighbors Group. Everyone go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com or call 423-380-1984.